Welcome to the Hutt City Baptist podcast. For more information, visit us at huttbaptist.org.nz.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Ooh. There we go. Good to be back amongst friends here in our home church. Now, kids, if you're here this morning and you're thinking, hang on a minute, it's school holidays. We've not had a pack yet. That's right, you haven't. So, parents, you can rejoice this week. There is no lollipop for you. I think Wendy may have even prepared the pack, so I'm sorry, Wendy, that that message didn't get to you. However, we're going to have an all-age service. So, kids, there should be something for you to listen to, something that hopefully you'll be able to pick up on. Okay, so, kids, if you're not awake, just nudge each other and make sure that you are awake. Adults, that is not an opportunity for you to switch off. I'm hoping that there will be something for everyone. And I guess this service might be a little, or sermon, might be a little different, perhaps a little unconventional. I've titled my sermon, How Are Your YY? And I suppose it depends if you know Te Reo Māori as to what a YY are. The clue is there on the screen. I want to ask you two questions. And overall, we're going to be thinking about how your YY are, but that's not the first question I want you to answer. But before I get to the first question, if you're 15 or under, I want you to stand up, please. 15 years or under. Everyone just have a good look at these people. They're not allowed to duck out of what I'm about to ask them to do. What I want you to do is to take off at least one of your shoes and also, if you're wearing them, one of your socks. One of your shoes, one of your socks. If you really want, you can take both off, okay? Shoes and socks off from at least one of your feet. And while you're doing that, adults, don't worry. I thought it wasn't a good idea to get us all to take our shoes and socks off. But you're not excused from this next little thing. I want you for 2 minutes with the people next to you while they're taking their shoes off. Or if you're sat next to someone still with their shoes on, adults, I want you all to take part in this. To answer this question honestly to each other. Now, this might mean a slightly strange introduction. You might need to say, hi, you're visiting this church. Don't worry, we don't always do this. There's a reason that Ben is a former pastor of this church and not the current pastor. Okay? So we don't normally do this, but why don't you take 2 minutes with the people around you to share how you feel about your feet? Don't worry, you're not going to be asked to do that beyond that. Go.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not going to say because I'm on speaker. Okay, you might want to look at some of the youngsters' feet and say, you think those feet are good? Keep your shoes off for the moment. You need to keep your shoes off. Okay, I said we're not going to get feedback. Don't worry, you're not going to have a bring and share or show and tell time. But let's just get a quick survey. Who are the people here who like their feet just the way they are? I think I'm in that category. Okay. Who thinks they're just all right, neither good nor bad? Okay. And who really doesn't like your feet? Okay, don't worry, Peter. I think that's the same for everyone. So, no. Well, I suppose you can be thankful that your feet don't look like this. Oh. You cannot imagine the fun that I had Googling ugly feet. I decided that was about the limit that we could do. Here's my second question for you. What do you think a missionary is? Now, they may seem completely unconnected questions. I'll come back to that in a few minutes. But I've got a picture to go with this. Before I put it up, it's part of what I think of when I think of missionaries. It's a missionary family. And I don't know if you've ever been to a Christian's home and they've got on their fridge got pictures of missionaries that they're maybe praying for. Well, a friend of mine sent me this picture of my family 30 years ago. That's my parents. I'm the good-looking one standing up in the grey top. And he said, I found this on a friend's fridge and thought I'd send it to you. Why don't you take a couple of minutes to discuss with the people around you what you think of when you think of the word missionary. What is a missionary? Go. Okay, so today we're going to think about both of those questions. What your feet are like, are they beautiful? And whether and what missionaries are like and whether they're a good thing or not. And the reason we're doing that is because this month is Prayer and Self-Denial Month. And for the New Zealand Baptist Missionary Society, it's a time where we think about sending people to all parts of the world as God has commanded us. Now, I don't know about you, when you thought of missionaries, whether you thought of other people. That's partly why I put that picture up there. It's very easy to think of missionaries in far-off lands as maybe out of sight and out of mind. So people like Doug and Claire Gibbons, who will be here next week, or Andrew and Jackie Bardsley, or hopefully soon Katie Bardsley as well. It's easy to think of those people as they're the missionaries. They go out from New Zealand, but that is not simply the case. Yes, they do, but that is not the full story. You see, right from the start, New Zealand's story has been intertwined with missionaries, from some of the earliest interactions with missionaries coming to New Zealand, their involvement in the treaty. New Zealand has had a long story that has involved missionaries and involved shaping this nation. For many years, New Zealand had the highest proportion of missionaries going out per capita. That means per population. So for our size of country, we had the most missionaries going out of it in the world. That's actually changed now. Now, New Zealand is a country where many missionaries are coming in. And that's partly why I asked Greg to introduce me as a missionary, because, well, I've met some of you, even in this congregation, who, when I've said we're missionaries, have reacted about that. We don't need people, and certainly not from Britain. Fair point on the second part. 10 years ago, Jen and myself moved across from Britain to come to New Zealand. And even today, there are many missionaries coming. In the airport, I regularly see missionaries arriving, and many of them bringing fake news with them, stuff that really isn't about Jesus. So this morning, we're going to think about New Zealand missionaries, or to put it more bluntly, you and missionaries. How do those two things connect? Do they even connect? And to do that, we're going to read two passages from the Bible, one at the start and one at the end of the message. And we're going to look at them. If you've got your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 52. Charles referred to the next chapter, actually, but turn to Isaiah chapter 52. It's there on the screen that the bit we're going to read, but if you've got a Bible, you may find that helpful to see for yourself. Isaiah 52 and verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. This is a little verse where God is speaking to his people, and he's saying to them that when people come with the good news that God reigns, that Jesus has come, when they proclaim peace, when they bring good tidings or happy news and proclaim salvation or rescue, their feet, which may be very ugly or just very ordinary, can actually be very beautiful. But I want to illustrate what that means. And to do that, I'm going to need seven helpers, seven barefooted helpers. So I'm going to call them out at different times. If you want to be one of the helpers, you can put your hand up. If you'd like one of your siblings to do that, you can push their hand up, okay? What were some of the things that you talked about when you talked about what a missionary is? Anyone want to shout out? When I asked what defines or describes a missionary, what do you think of? Someone called by God, yeah. Anyone else? No, you try not to think of missionaries, okay? Anyone else? Walking in Jesus' footsteps? Yeah, taking God's name to other places. There's one down here. Serving. The words behind me, yes, yes. Well, here are three things that I think of overseas missionaries. I was thinking specifically about overseas missionaries. A missionary usually leaves their home comforts to follow Jesus. I will never forget 2008, January, at Belfast City Airport, looking around as Jen's family, who we were leaving at that stage, were all in tears as we were going to the other side of the world to follow Jesus' call. There is a cost to following Jesus. You're leaving behind familiar food and places. It's not often I can say this. Leaving behind gorgeous weather in the UK. Second thing a missionary usually does is learns a new language and culture. Now, for me, one of the reasons why I felt called to New Zealand was I could use the English language. I didn't have to use a different language. That's not entirely true, because I've had to learn all sorts of words. Yesterday, those of you that follow me on Facebook will have seen that I posted about lollipottles. What on earth are lollipottles? They're sweet tubs. That's what I would call them. But anyway, I had to learn how Kiwis speak, and I'm still learning that. But I'll remind you who speaks English around here. The third thing a missionary usually does is looks for opportunities to share the good news of Jesus. And for me, that's with TSCF, with students in the universities and polytechs around the country. But it could be in all sorts of different places. But I want to illustrate that even more. So, the question here is, who can tell me what that is? Now, the question is not where that is, but rather what that is. It's up in Tai Happy. Yes, let's go right over on that far side. A gumboot. Thank you for volunteering. You can come and wear the gumboots. Okay. Now, let's just do a bit of a survey. Who knows these as gumboots? Put your hand up. Okay. Who knows them as something different? Put your hands up. Okay, Mr. Plester, there you go, sir. They should fit you. Wellington boots or wellies. Okay, I know those as wellies. I still have to catch myself on. They might be quite a tight fit for you, those. Anyone call them something different in the United States? Monica, what would you call them? Rain boots. Yeah, I suppose that does the trick. Do you want to try and get the other one on as well? Because that's going to be helpful. But don't worry if you break them. In New Zealand, they are an essential piece of footwear. Farmers wear them. At Lincoln University, one of the universities I go to, outside the library, they have this box for people to throw, the students to throw their gumboots in so they don't get mud everywhere. That's my first item of shoes. To be honest, those were some of the easiest to put on, but anyway, you're struggling there. Next. What? Take you to some. Let's just go to the next slide. It's not working for me, please. Everything has died. There's the mention of thongs in church, so that's what happened. There you go, Richie McCaw with some footy boots or rugby boots. Who here plays some sport? Any sport? Put your hands up, don't be ashamed. Okay. Mr. Dar Jr., do you want to send out one of the Dar Jr. boys, please? I see you regularly playing sport on a Saturday. Is one of the Dar boys available? So I've got some rugby boots. In fact, they are not just any rugby boots. Now, which of the Dars is this? Joshua. Joshua, would you put these boots on? They are actually professional rugby boots. These are the rugby boots with grass on them from the cake tin from the day that the Hurricanes won their first Super Rugby title. Those are the boots that Vince Arceau wore that day. So there you go. You can tell people that you wore them. They might take some years to fit you, but there we go. So people play sports. The next picture, Richie McCaw. You can see his shoes there. That's classic Kiwi, isn't it? To wear a suit and, oh, stuff it. I'm going to wear some trainers or sneakers, as people call them. Anyone want to wear some trainers? Yeah, okay. Oh, actually, no, I think we need to go small because they're mine. So let's go, yes. Let's go with, yes, yes. Do you want to come out behind my family? I can't see exactly. Yeah, let's take the first child who's willing to. I'll tell you what, both of you come out, because there are some more. Okay, yeah, yeah. There you go. If you put those on, that'd be terrific. Do you want to stand up there before you put them on? What other shoes? Oh, who wears smarter shoes than that to work? I don't, but I. Yeah, one or two of you. Why don't we get someone to wear some smart shoes as well, some dress? Banks is best. Actually, they're not, but don't tell the Banks is that. Does someone want to wear some shoes that are smart shoes? I can't see anyone. Yeah, okay. Oh, Sam, you come on out. You can wear them. Okay. What other shoes do we wear in New Zealand? I've got two more. Anyone wear something different to those? High heels? Yeah, I don't wear high heels to work, just in case you're wondering. I don't have a pair of high heels, but some of you wear work boots. Grant Malloy would wear these. These are a bit muddy. Does someone want to wear these? Someone, yes, right at the back. Why don't you come and wear these work boots? I'm working again. Good. One last type of footwear that regularly gets used in New Zealand, there's the work boots. probably one of the biggest cultural adjustments for me when we moved here. Anyone have a guess? Ugg boots. No, no one wears Ugg boots anymore. They're Australian. So, bare feet. Yes. I will never forget the first time I questioned someone's hygiene because they were wearing bare feet. In fact, if you go on the Air New Zealand website, there is a frequently asked questions part, and one of the questions is, why do I have to wear shoes on an aeroplane? So Kiwi. Okay. Do we have someone that can wear bare feet? Someone got bare feet? Yes. Come on, Amy Corter. You come on out with your bare feet, and you stand at the end. You stand down there. So, seven types of shoes. Why have I got seven types of shoes, and what am I trying to say? Well, it all goes back to the Bible, really, and to what God says. So if we go to the next slide, in Romans chapter 10 and verses 14 and 15, Paul writes these words, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Do you see that phrase that was there in the first passage of the Bible? Why don't we all say it again? The bit that says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let's say that together. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. You see, the Bible teaches that if people are going to believe in Jesus, they first have to hear about him. And if they're going to have to hear about him, someone has to first tell of them, of him. And for someone to tell, they have to go to tell, and they have to be sent. God reminds us that if we go and share the good news of Jesus, whatever our feet look like, whether they're sports feet, jandally, thongy, flip-floppy type feet, training feet, smart feet, working feet, bare feet, agricultural type feet, that whatever our feet look like, when we tell the good news of Jesus to people, we have beautiful feet. Well, we've learnt a bit about missionaries. We've learnt how we send people out and from this church to tell other people about Jesus. We've learnt a bit about how missionaries come to New Zealand and tell people about Jesus. But I wanted to remind us all that all of us are missionaries. That whichever of these activities we're involved in this week or this month, kids, when you go back to school, we are witnesses, ambassadors, missionaries in the various schools across the Hutt Valley, in the various workplaces, in the clubs, in the cafes, in the places that we go about. We are missionaries telling people about Jesus. So this week, when you put on your shoes, or maybe next week, or the week after, sorry, when you go back to school, remind yourself, I can have beautiful feet that tell people about Jesus. So let me ask you again, how are your why? How are we doing as a church telling people about Jesus? Because when you're at work or play, here in New Zealand, we can have beautiful feet. And if you want to have beautiful feet, go and tell people of all that Jesus has done, how he came to seek and to save those who are lost. But it's not just in New Zealand. It's around the world. And maybe someday, like Katie is hoping to do, like Doug and Claire already do, like Jackie and Andrew are exploring, maybe you too will explore the opportunity of going around the world to tell people about Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the reminder that we can have beautiful feet when we tell people about Jesus. Would you help all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, to do that this coming week? And as we go and share the good news of Jesus, would you make our feet beautiful? And would you bring people to him? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can leave your feet, I was going to say, at the front. You can leave your shoes at the front. And I'm going to hand back to the music team.